to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome, Indians fans, to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Baseball Saturday morning version. Here we got a doubleheader with the South Adams Starfires coming to Fort Recovery, coming to N.A. Metzger Field, Bobby. Indians coming off of a nice victory the other night here at Delta St. John. They moved to 3-0 in the MAC and 7-2 overall. Today we're taking on a pretty solid Starfire Club here from Indiana, and Bobby, their record is 5-1, and they're ranked pretty high in their state and their division, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're 5-1, and Coach Beckingham's team, and they got an all-state player in Grant Besser, and the left-hander pitches and plays shortstop, and I know he's not pitching game one, but he's playing shortstop in game one. Don't know about game two, but before we get started here, I want to offer our condolences to the Calp family, Coach Calp, and you, Davey, and all the Calps, and lost a mom.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
You know, that's it's one of those deals where, you know, we talked, it's a blessing, but what a great woman.
Yeah, you know, the other half of the superheroes in my family have been gone, so she's in a better place, and she had a good life, and God love her, and she made it 92 years, and
I'll sign that contract.
Yep, that's a pretty good contract to sign, so thank you very much. But, you know, part of life.
And, circle of life.
And we're going to miss it. So,
yep.
We'll battle through it.
Well, you got a hell of a support cast.
Yeah, you know.
The Calp family is just about as good as it gets around here. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of tears and a lot of laughs, and that's the way Mom and Dad would want it.
That's exactly right, Bobby, and that's the way we're going to put it on. So, yeah. Let me go over the lineups here real quick for the Starfires. Like Bobby said, this Besser kid is pretty solid. Grant Besser is going to be leading off, playing shortstop, followed by Stuber, the second baseman. Schaefer will be playing first, batting third, and Sprinter will be behind the plate in cleanup spot. Miller will be out in left field, batting fifth, and then this Adam Besser, we're assuming is brothers to Grant. He will be pitching, but they will have a DH for him by the name of Clark. Timmons will be batting seventh, Dole will be batting eighth, playing right field, and Gorney will be in center field, batting ninth. For the Indians, things are going to pretty well stay status quo here for the most part. Ryan Post going to lead us off, and he had a nice game the other night, didn't he, Bobby? He was solid again with the stick. Riley Post will be at short, batting second. Ian Holman will be at first base, batting third. Joe Holman will be pitching today. He'll be on the mound, batting cleanup spot. Cody Shinneberry will be behind the plate today. He'll be catching, I think, his first game of the year, I'd say.
Yep.
We've been seeing Garrett back there all the time, and Cody's going to get a start behind the plate, and something he's not, you know, he's not afraid of. He did it all year last year, so.
And I think it's probably just to
give Garrett a little blow. A
doubleheader today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Shaney will be playing third, and we saw him play third at Lincoln View. I think he did a good job. Riley Will will be out in right field. Kobe Wendell will be out in left, and Regan Martin will be out in center field, batting ninth. That's your Indians lineup. We're getting ready for the national anthem, and shortly thereafter, we'll be back for first pitch. Fort Recovery Radio.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at Fort Recovery. Kelpie, I'm just looking at the Indians when during the national anthem. I don't see Garrett Fowler out there. I just wonder if he is taking the ACT today, because the girls' softball team's not playing till later because a bunch of kids are taking the ACT.
He's
not here. So I didn't know if we hear anything or if mom and dad's listening or what's going on. If you guys are listening, 419-852-9201, shoot us a text. We're here all day. Indian baseball.
Yeah, that could be, Bobby. I don't know. I didn't even pay attention out there to look for him. But watching Joe Hummond warm up here on the mound. He's on the bump for the Indians today. And I'm talking to Jerry a little bit last night. I'm talking about today's games and stuff and who he's going to pitch. And, you know, he really likes this big, tall, right-handed Joe Hummond. He said, I got to get him somehow to figure out how to kind of hide that delivery of that curveball. He said he likes to show people when it's coming. And he said if we can get that figured out, he said he's going to be a nice addition here to our pitching staff. So we're going to give him a shout here today. And we've seen him a couple of times pitch. We saw him up at Lincoln View throw a bunch of pitches. And we'll see how it goes today. So we're getting ready. First guy comes in here is Grant Besser. And he's got a tough kid right off the bat. And there's a nice curveball that breaks in across the middle of the plate for strike one. Is Besser signed to go play baseball somewhere?
I have not heard.
Not heard anything? There's a curveball. It doesn't break. Stays inside. One ball, one strike.
I think Kobe's a little shallow and left.
To the leadoff.
And man. Right. I think this kid can break.
That one's popped straight up. Ian's coming over. He might have a chance. It's going to be really close. And I think it went off his glove. But falls back into play, and Besser gets another shot.
Indians coming off a big game, Calpy, up at Duffus, and a game that
run scoring machines.
The Indians pounded out 14 hits and scored 17 runs and continued to play well and hit the ball well. And 3-0 in the league, very important this game here. You know what? This is a good doubleheader against a very good team. Let's get some swings in, see how it goes.
Exactly right. Swing and a miss on a slow breaking curveball, and he's going to take Besser down swinging. You know, I verified, Bobby, you said it was so cold up there at Delphus last night. I had every layer of clothes on I could find. He said it was cold and windy. I said, well, that's what Bobby said. And I said, I'm sitting here on my back porch. It's 75.
It was unbelievable how cold it was up there.
Classic. Slow curve stays outside for ball one against the left-handed hitting Stuber. Followed by Schaefer in the top half of the first inning. That one goes inside and off Cody's glove. Two balls, no strikes. Indians defense. We got Kobe out in left field. We got Regan Martin out in center. And Riley Will out in right field. Infield looks like this. We got Ian Holtman at first. Ryan Post at second base. Riley Post at shortstop. And we got Owen Shane down at third. Cody Shinneberry behind the plate here for the Indians in the opening game here of this doubleheader. Big Joe on the mound. Had the green light on the 3-0 pitch, swung at it, popped it up over the screen, and now we go to 3-1.
How about our Reds winning a couple, Bobby?
Yeah, Reds won a couple. Now we're doing a little traveling today. We're in Mexico. Play the Cardinals, so it's kind of neat.
So I wonder, here comes a pitch. That's going to be ball four, so Stuber gets on with a base on balls. So obviously that's got to be a home game and away game for somebody.
It is a home game for the Reds.
Do they split it then? Like tomorrow it'll be a home game for the Cardinals?
Both of them are home games for the Reds. They're supposed to be in Cincinnati, but they alternate teams to play international games, and the Reds are one of the picks this year. They had to do it, and I think they get a big chunk of change for it from what I was reading in Dayton Papers for them.
Okay. So that is a home game for, geez, I guess that's just the luck of the draw, but.
Well, they'll probably draw a lot more people in Mexico than they would at Cincinnati.
Ain't that the truth? Well, they keep winning, they'll get a crowd over there. There's no doubt about that. First pitch in here to Schaefer. The first baseman comes in across the knees as a strike. Base runner down at first base. That pitch comes in just a little bit inside.
He did call it a strike. No, I think he's backwards.
2-0. Oh, there we go. Indians looking to keep this streak going here a little bit. There's a ground ball base hit up between short and third, and that's going to be the first base hit of the ball game. So Schaefer down to first, Stuber over to second with one away. That's going to bring the cleanup hitter, Sprunger.
Number 2-3.
I think he was sitting there waiting on that one, and he just drove it right in the gap. There's a curve.
Boy, he does tip that curve off, don't he?
Yeah.
Now you say that.
Yeah. You see it coming. Hey, we got some butterscotches.
Bonus.
Look at the runner out at second base.
He's out in the grass.
There's a hard hit ball up towards Riley. Riley flips to Ryan. Ryan turns, fires over to Ian, and that's going to be a double play to end the inning. Nice piece of defense by the infield. Good scoop by Ryan. Taylor made over to Posty, and Posty turns and fires, and we get a quick double play to get out of the inning. So Sprunger helps out the Indians, and they do pick up one hit, but no runs, and we're through a half an inning, no score.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. We're back for the bottom half of the first inning. Bobby, we did good on defense.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get the bats rolling here with Ryan Post, Riley Post, and Ian Holman. First three batters here for the hard-hitting Indians so far this week. Boy, I was reading in the paper. Did Mr. had like 10 errors against Coldwater?
I read an article in a Pro Press magazine. Coach List says, we kind of got in a little law here, he said. And with everything going on over there, he kind of made it sound like, you know what, I ain't going to yell at him, I ain't going to do anything. We'll get through this. So,
well,
they're a lot better than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we saw that when we saw the numbers come up here for the game the other day on Tuesday. And my goodness, when their first four or five hitters batting around 400.
Correct.
So, I mean, they've got some sluggers, and they obviously got good players over there. So, we don't want to face them anymore. Let's put it that way. And we may have to.
I agree. We probably will put them again.
Yeah. So the young Adam Besser, he's warmed up here and ready to go and ready to face Ryan Post, who had three hits, I think I saw the other night, Bobby, at Delphus.
Scored three runs.
Ryan steps in. Going to face the right-hander. Righty versus lefty. Here comes the first pitch, and that's taken a little bit outside and a little bit up. Here's a hard hit ground ball over towards the second baseman. Second baseman fields it cleanly, comes up, fires over to first base, one up, one down. And that's going to bring Riley Post to the plate. Riley, too, got out of a little bit of a hit and all the other night. I saw he had a couple hits. And good to see that, too. Takes that one right down the heart of the plate for strike one. Ian Homan on deck for the Tribe. See if we can't put a little number up on the old scoreboard here in the inning. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Two people cruising in here from the old Starfires. A few Indians sitting over here on the bench. There's a hard hit drive down the, just a foul ball over towards Coach Feely. So I believe, here comes the 0-2 swing and a miss on a slow curve. Formality to go down to first, and that's going to be strikeout number one for Besser. Two up, two down. I'm going to bring Ian Homan, but I believe there's only two undefeated teams now in the MAC, and I think we got the Cavs this week. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a big game here coming up this week. Hopefully we'll catch a good day and good weather, and I believe the Cavaliers are coming to the fort. So if you got time, get out here and root these Indians on. There's a drive down just foul past third base. That'd be a big game. I'm assuming we'll probably see Cole Frilling on the mound for the Cavaliers, and I'm guessing we'll probably start Cody, be my guess, and then go from there. Ooh, there's a rocket base hit between third and short. Ian keeps that hop back going.
Ian Homan struck out the other night at Delphus. His first strikeout of the year.
Ooh, is that right?
Nine games, one strikeout.
Pretty dang good, though.
It is.
You know that?
You don't hear that very often.
That's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. All right, pitchers Joe Homan steps in, cleanup hitter for the Indians with a runner at first. He rips at that first pitch and just misses it, pops it up. Says foul over here by the batting cage. Off the CP's car?
I sure hope not.
Clayton Pearson in the old booth with the boys. Looks a little sleepy. Did you get some sleep last night?
He's up all night.
That one's popped up towards right field. I don't think anybody's going to get a chance to it, and it's going to fall foul.
Did you fish last night, or what did you guys do?
Actually, I did. Fried some walleye and had the family over. And
oh, you fried up fish.
Hey.
Yeah. Perch?
Walleye.
Walleye?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yummers.
How big are pieces?
I like to chunk them up in like maybe 2x2 squares, inch and a half, an inch and a half, something like that.
Didn't call there, old bud.
Get over his head. Nope, he's waiting on it out there. Joe takes one out to right field, and the right fielder struggles with it a bit, but he puts her in the old glove to end the inning. Well, you do pick up a hit on Ian Homan, but nothing to show for it. And after one complete, no score here at the fort.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419 375 775-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
All right, we're back here. Getting ready for the top of the second inning. He's going to pull a fast one on Coach Feely's wife. That would have been a funny one. She didn't fall for the bait. She's not around.
No.
Oh, well, it's all good. All right, Indians are going to face 5-6-7, Miller, Clark, and Timmons.
Cowboy, we got a busy week of baseball. On Monday, we traveled to Lima Shawnee to take on a very, very good Shawnee Indian team. Weather permitting, I know we're calling for a lot of rain on Sunday. So, and then Tuesday, we're home, MAC game, Knoxville. And like you said, Thursday's a big one. We have Kohler here. And then Friday, we also have New Bremen, a non-league game here. And then Saturday, we're back here at the Fort, doubleheader.
Just one travel day. And then
Rushi Raiders.
Rushi's is pretty tough, too.
Yeah. So Mother Nature cooperates, we're going to get a lot of baseball here next week.
Well, that'd be awesome. Well, I don't know what Knoxville's got. Obviously, we can't look past anybody. So
no, right.
We got to get that victory. And then that'd be a big game against Kohler. Son of a gun. I'm excited about that. All right, we got Miller stepping into the plate. He takes a couple pitches outside for two balls here. Coach Feely's showing some speed down here getting the ball.
Good hustle, bud.
He's going to need a back rub after that one. Two balls, no strikes. Another one outside. Quickly, he finds himself ahead here in the count. Three balls, no strikes against the hard-throwing right-hander, Joe Homan.
How's your elk pick thing doing?
Did we get the email yet today?
I didn't get one.
Okay. Yesterday, I was six under.
Oh, look at this. Just come up.
Let's see here. Bobby was beating me. Not by much. It's by the old... my hair. That one's drove out towards right field. Like Riley Wheels got a bead on it. Gets underneath it, and he makes the grab. One up, one down. That's going to bring the DH, Clark, to the plate.
Cat Stallman, 28 under.
Holy cow.
Bob Stogler, 22 under.
What?
Yeah. I know, had a good day yesterday.
I think I'm
about... there's a bunch of people up there.
I'm about 10 or 11.
Let's see. Dave Kalt, 14.
14?
Yeah.
Swing and a miss right there by the DH, Clark. Rory McIlroy.
Coach Feely, almost in last place, minus 7.
Is he?
Looks like...
well, I got Adam Scott. He helped me out yesterday. He's 7 under right there.
Yeah. Looks like Mr. Kalp owes. He had one guy not make the cut. 9 of your 10 made the cut.
I paid for one guy to miss the cut. I should be paid up. I paid $28 the other night.
That's exactly what he thought.
And the guy that missed the cut, I knew was the guy that was going to miss the cut, but I picked him anyway. He was my long shot, Stuart Singh.
That's who I picked, Dave.
Did you?
I was thinking the same thing. I didn't know who to pick out of that bottom tier golfers.
Strike three. Nice job by Joe Homan catching the outside corner. Way to come back right there, Joe Homan. Get him. Two up, two down. Second strike out of the day here for Big Joe. One swing and one looking. And that's going to bring the third baseman, Timmons, to the plate. And he waited on that curveball and pulled it. Foul down the third baseline. Yep, Stewart's not getting any more of my... no more love. He's out.
We should have picked Bernhard Langer, the 63-year-old, one under.
It's unbelievable.
He's a trooper, man. Comes here, 0-1. Waits on that one, takes it outside. Curveball cuts across the plate, but a little bit late. Comes a 1-1. Nice pitch on the black outside edge.
He's throwing that fastball right on the corner.
I tell you what, you hit that spot and you're gonna have a good game on the mound. Try to go a little bit high and take him some high cheese. Good eye by Timmons. He hangs loose off of that one. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ooh, that curveball absolutely froze him and come across the plate, and he knew it. Back-to-back strikeouts, both of them looking here for Big Joe in the top half of the second inning. And we go to the bottom half, no score. We'll be back in a bit.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here at Fort Recovery, inning number two. Copy, I was driving through town today, and there was more people in Fort Recovery today than the Bicentennial.
Come on.
Merchant Easter egg hunt.
Oh, yeah.
1,942 little munchkins running around.
That's awesome.
It is neat. I think everybody had a great time by looking at the little kids running around.
As cool as can be. Got a text here from Chad Fowler. He said him and Garrett are actually at UNOH taking a placement test today. So I'm not sure he's going to be back here today. Good luck to Garrett taking that test. We're going to try to get you a couple W's back here in the Fort.
Taking a placement test.
I'm not sure what that is, but
take that's not right.
Hey, how about that leadoff guy? Cody Schoenberg, nice play by the second baseman, and he turns and fires and gets him. That was a great play by the second baseman. Cody Schoenberg, our leadoff guy, comes up, takes the second pitch, and hits it up towards the middle. Second baseman, backhands, turns, and fires.
Hey, CP.
Yep.
During warm-ups, what did our commentator say about hitting it second base?
What'd he say?
He bungled every ball.
What'd he say?
Every ball at second base.
And why?
Because there's not a chance he's going to field it.
He just made the best play we've seen. Best play we've seen
that
in 10
games. That was unbelievable.
I can't be the same guy that was out there in warm-ups. Did you not see him bubble every ball like I did or not?
Bad ops.
Yeah. He had bad ops.
He had one go through his wickets, but...
Maybe I just happened to see that. All right, Sandy steps in there. Another lefty. One away here, bottom of the second inning. No score so far in the early in the ballgame, folks.
I'm looking at the Masters score this morning. They are off to great starts. Multiple guys, 3 and 4 under on the front side. So
no kidding.
Must be playing pretty calm.
I wonder who the Elks pick today as their guy that drops the beer quarter every time he gets a birdie. I tell you what, they've been taking a beating the first 2 days.
Phil had 7. They're selling beers for 75 cents Thursday. And Tiger had 5 yesterday, and they were selling them for $1.25.
So it fouled off back to the screen. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, we talked to Kirby there Wednesday night on Sports Talk, and
I said, yeah, Phil's liable to rattle off. He can, you know, he may not have a great score, but the dude can birdie. I said, he says, well, what if he has 10 birdies? Kirby says, well, I'll probably lose my job. He was close.
Yeah.
Owen takes that one. I thought it was a ball inside, and umpire rings him up for a strikeout. Yeah. We had a good time. We had a lot of good questions. You probably didn't get to listen to it. You guys, you were in Columbus, but one of the questions, the questions on the Masters are actually, it was just a golf question in general. There's been four players, swing and a miss right there by Riley Will. Four players that have played in every major in this decade. Took a while to get all the answers for that one, but that one popped up. Yep, there's only four players that have played in every major in this decade.
One would be Phil.
Nope.
No?
Nope. He missed one for his daughter's graduation.
Okay. Stuart Sink?
Nope. There's a hard hit ground ball, second base. Second baseman bobbles it. Oh my God, he makes a recovery and gets another out. I thought for sure I had
that. That would have been great.
Yes, I thought for sure I was off the hook. Bobbles it, gets the out. Three up, three down for the Indians. We move on to the top of the third. Still no score here in the fourth.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kapp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here. Anybody know the answer to that question? There's only four players that have played in all four golf majors in this decade. You get it right, send it to me. I'll give you a butterscotch out of the press box.
Say, this decade, that's what, the last 10 years, right?
Well, since 2010, so 9 years, basically. 2019, I'll give you a hint.
Dustin Johnson.
Nope. Sir.
Okay.
All right. Sergio Garcia is one of them. So I gave you 25% of the answer. Big Joe back out on the mound. Next first pitch high here is the number 8 hitter, Dahl, followed by Gorney, and then we roll back to the top to Grant Besser. That one's taken on the outside edge for a strike. Nice pitch right there. He is hitting that corner, Bobby. One ball, one strike. Toby Metzger was the one that got the answer right. Toby got them all right. He was the only listener we had the other night. That was fouled back to the screen. I take that back. Ryan Steinbrenner got the first one. That question was, how long is Magnolia Lane at the Masters? How long is Magnolia Lane? That one's taken high for a ball.
How about Adam Scott?
Yes.
That's easy. 10 years, huh?
Oh, no, I thought the other one. That one's taking a fast ball. That's going to hit him. So the number 8 hitter, Dahl, is going to go down as hit by a pitch. You're going to get one more, and then you're going to struggle with the other one, because that's the one I couldn't get.
I'm going to get one more?
You're going to get one more.
American?
Yep.
How about? American golfer.
He's won the Masters.
He's won the Masters.
Nice pitch right there to Joe to come back, and that's strike one. Runner down at first. Gordy, the number 9 hitter, up to the plate, followed by Grant Besser on deck. He made the cut this year.
Oh, Jordan Spieth? No, he ain't.
Nope. No. Oh, there's a snap throw by Kota Shinaberry, and that's going to get out right across the end's head. And the base runner is going to move over to second base. So free pass right there. He did get off the base, and I know Cody was thinking about snapping it down there, but he just threw it 10 feet over Ian's head at first base. So now we got a runner in scoring position, the first one, basically, and since Stuber got there in the first inning, but we rolled a double play.
Zach Johnson?
Zach Johnson, nice job, Bobby.
So that's how many?
Three.
I'll never get the fourth?
That'd be tough. Give you a pat on the back, my friend. Runner second, big curveball comes in, doesn't even break a bit, goes over the top of the head of the batter, Gorney. So you got the number nine hitter up there, Josie. Throws it, throw him strikes, my friend. Don't get bases on first and second, and then roll the top to Besser. Nobody out here.
Henrik Stenson.
Nope. Close. There's a bunt.
Good bunt.
Nice bunt right there. Joe comes up, fires over to first base. Ryan Post covering the bag, and that's going to be out number one. But Dahl moves on to third. A little small ball here by the Starfires. Nice sacrifice bunt. And we roll the top to Grant Besser. Strike out here, punch out. Let's don't do any pass balls. Let's don't give him any freebie. There's a curveball, catches the inside part of the plate for a strike.
Is this Besser here?
Yep, it's leadoff man, Grant Besser.
Infield in for the Indians.
Curveball, and he pops him up.
Come on in.
Kobe's coming out there from left field, and he drops the ball.
Oh, you got him.
And he threw the guy out at second base. So this is the craziest thing. The young man standing there at third base is going to tag up on that play, and maybe not, because it was a shallow fly ball. So Grant Besser pops up to Kobe one. Look, Kobe drops the ball, hits the heel of his glove, lands. He picks it up cleanly. Besser's going to second, throws him out at second, and the runner is still at third base. How about that? I'm not sure what the runner was doing there, Bobby. So he was an E7, but actually a put out 7-4 for out number two. So if the Indians get out of this jam with a runner on third and one out, first and second, hitters up for the Starfires, we dodged the bullet.
Still kind of amazed at that call at second. Happy about it.
Yeah. Did you think he was safe?
Yeah, oh, Kirby says, yeah, you did, but you owe him three more. He had two guys not make the cut.
I owe him some money yet? Sorry, Kirby. Won't be over for a while. Unless I somehow win. Who's our guy today, Kirby? We got to know who the guy is. Who's going to take some money off the price of the beer? It's based on balls. So now, first and third, and that's going to bring the number three hitter, Schaefer, to the plate. So Dahl's still stuck down to third base. Two outs here, and that's going to bring the number three hitter, Schaefer, to the plate. First baseman here for the Starfires. Who am I going to root for today at the Mercer County Elks? What are you thinking about? It's got to be a big name. You know, they did say on Tigers, yeah. So it could be Spieth, could be Justin Thomas, could be, you know, it's surprising me right now, Jason Day.
I don't like him.
Yeah. Well,
too slow.
Well, what happened to him on the first day? They said he was
back. He went. Suck it up.
So. He's never played with a back like ours.
No.
Guaranteed. I was taken outside. Good job by Cody Shinaberry. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and third. I look for this runner to take off and go to second.
Yeah.
On this pitch. Man, I wonder who missed a cut for me. Look at it. There goes the runner. Cody going to hang on to it. Throw it down to third, and he dives back in just in time. Nice play by Cody to fire down to third. So now we got one ball, two strikes on the hitter. Runners at second and third. Don't put one right down the middle here, Big Joe. Get out of this jam somehow. Here comes the pitch, and he put it right down the middle.
Ain't getting that one.
And that baby is drove a long way out to the warning track. That's going to score both runners, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Schaefer. Just what I said. Don't put her down the middle of the plate, and that baby was in the middle of the plate.
Yeah, it hit the base of the fence. Out there in left center field.
So Dahl comes around to score the game's first run.
Got you all tangled up.
Yep. And let's see. Stuber got on the base on balls, went to second on the stolen base. He comes around to score. So now we got runners at, or we only have one runner at second base, and that's going to bring Sprunger, the cleanup hitter, to the plate, the catcher for the Starfires. Here's a curveball that cuts across and catches a corner for strike number one. Did you ever come up with your last guy? I'm guessing.
Ooh,
one that one's going to come right in and stop. Africa.
South Africa.
South America.
South America.
We got to look. So the second guy to get hit by a pitch, and that's going to put runners at first and second. Two outs here, innings trail. 2-0 here.
South America.
Not the Big Easy.
Nope. He made a cut this year.
Bernie was playing at the Masters.
Oh, you said this guy made the cut at the Masters this year?
Actually, he did not make the cut. The American made the cut.
Ooh.
This guy did not make the cut.
Oh, well, I'm going to get her then.
Yeah. There's a nice bunt right there. Back to Joe. Joe's going to have to work hard, and he fires over to first, and he makes one heck of a play right there, folks. Starfire's not crazy about that call, but I think he had him by a good step.
I think he got him.
And nice play by Josie to only give up a couple of runs. So we're through 2.5. Indians trail by 2-0.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMark pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and make it extra special for someone you love. Kalp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect gift. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMark, caring for you and about you.
This is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the third inning, Bobby, and we're going to have to put a couple runs on the board to catch up with these Starfires. Indians going to go 8-9-1. Kobe Wendell, Regan Martin, and Ryan Post, first three batters here for the Tribe.
Looking at some action last night around the area, it looked like Marion Local beat Sidney Lehman. Flyers are better this year.
They beat the other night in the league.
The Parkway.
Parkway, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Fort Laramie 5, New Bremen 4 in a battle of really good ball clubs there. Fort Laramie improves 11-0 on the season. So another,
they're defending state champs, I believe they are.
They beat Minster,
They beat Minster earlier. All right, Kobe steps in there, takes the first pitch high for ball number one.
But looking at the Lady Indians softball team, Calvin.
Check swing foul over the dugout.
Indians had 5 homers yesterday. Lydia Wenning and Hannah Kanamke. Lydia had 5. Hannah had 2. The Indians improved to 6-4. Kanamke and Wenning went back-to-back in the first inning as the Indians got a big lead against Rushi.
That wasn't at home last night. That wasn't at home.
No.
Because I remember I was, that must have been the night before. Did we play Jay County the night before?
Yeah.
Okay, that's who looks at home. There we go. There's a ground ball at third baseman. Third baseman comes up with it cleanly. Kobe hauling butt down the line, and he gets threw out by a step. So one up, one down here.
Brenna Homan, Macy Day had 3 hits each. Jackie Homan gets the win. She threw 3 innings, gave up 7 runs and 6 earned. And the Indians improved to 6-4, and they go to Lincoln View for a single game today at 2 o'clock, Lincoln View.
We have to... you know, last year we did the game at Jay County on the radio, and
we gotta do a group. We should have done one.
Do one.
Jay County game.
Gotta do one for the girls.
Yep.
All right, Regan Martin steps in, center fielder for the Tribe, to take first pitch curveball. These pitchers are almost identical.
They are
curveballs. We should have taken a little bit of batting practice off Big Joe before the game because it looks almost identical to his curveball.
Regan was 0 for the other night, so come on, kid, let's get her rolling now.
I like his cuts and stuff.
Oh, I do too.
I think he'll be all right. He's 0-2, and that's a swing and a miss. Got it swinging. 2 up, 2 down. We're going to roll back to the top with Ryan Post. And he's trailed by 2-0 here, bottom of the third inning. I'll say one thing. This game's going a little faster than you had at St. John's the other night, Bobby.
Oh, for the love of Jesus. That's unbelievable.
Bobby said one time, if this game is called for darkness, he was going to lose it.
Yeah. That's nuts that they don't have lights. They're the only school in the league that don't have lights. You know, year before, we had to go back up. The game was nothing, right? In the ninth.
Oh, that's a hard hit ball out towards right center by Ryan Post. He takes that baby out there. The right fielder goes back, actually gets a glove on it. And that's going to be a stand-up double for Ryan Post. I'm not going to give him an error on that hard hit ball.
He hit that right into the wind, too, Post did.
Yes, he did. That right fielder, I didn't think he had a prayer in heck to get out there. And by golly, he got out there enough to get a glove on it. And he probably would sell you. I probably should have made that play.
Absolutely.
But hey, we'll take it. Now we got a runner at second. 2 out. We got our number 2 hitter, Riley Post, to the plate. Chip at him here. Get one back. Get one back. Ain't no big problem. Let's take it inside for a ball.
Riley.
Riley, not a big kid there in the batter's box, but man, he swings a pretty hard bat, you know, and he gets some good cuts at it. And there's one, but he popped him up. Second baseman and shortstop coming over to make the play, and the second baseman is going to get that pop out, and that's going to end the inning. We get a base hit. We got nothing to show for it. At the end of 3 complete, Starfires 2, Indians nothing.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry Genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your Genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey. Holy cow, CP's not giving us much time to talk.
I know. He's just ripping him commercial.
Oh, we got the ladder. You got them in speeds or what?
We got two papers.
We got to get
commercials.
We got some bills to pay today. Well, roll some ads so Bobby and I can get some work done here. My family here finding pictures of my mom to put at the funeral home. Lori says she's listening to us, and she said the background noise on the radio is really bad.
Really?
CP, you screwing something up?
No.
Okay. Well, about 12 minutes later, she sent back. She said, there you go. Thank you, boys. That's better. We don't know what we did we? All right, leadoff man for the Starfires come up, and he's going to...
I think he's talking about me talking in the background, probably.
It's just my partner.
Yeah.
Does it all the time to me. All right, leadoff base hit by Clark against Big Joe, and that's going to bring Timmons to the plate, third baseman here for the Starfires. They're leading 2-0. How's them ranch? Sunflower seed, CP.
Very good.
Dang it. I know. I can't believe Bobby don't like him.
I do like him.
I thought you said you put the bluebirds on the rings.
No.
Oh, jam
double
shot.
Play.
Riley goes up. He's going to fire back over across the field. He gets it. How about that? He timed that line drive out. It was a jam shot, line drive right to Riley Post. He timed it perfectly. Got up and come down and fired in one motion and threw a bullet over to Big Ian, and that doubles up the leadoff man, clears the bases. So now, in a roundabout way, we got two up and two down, and that's going to bring Dahl to the plate. That is a pitcher's friend right there, my boys. There's a curveball. Now Big Joe's thinking that curveball's starting to work for him, and he's starting to tear at the waist of that guy, and then it just cuts across the plate, and he's freezing him with it. I will give him that. No balls, one strike. There's a fastball that he uncorked, and that gets away from Cody Shinneberry and back to the plate. What was that?
Snapchat.
Par 3 challenge. We can't have that. There's a ground ball to Riley Post. Riley comes over, scoops, fires over to Ian, and that's going to be out number 3. Good inning by Riley Post down there at 3rd. He took care of all the outs, and that gets us through the top of the 4th inning. You need to get the bats rolling here. They trail 2-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, CP, give me a little time to catch my breath on that break. Thank you, my friend. Indians going to go. Ian Holman, Joe Holman, Cody Shinneberry. That sounds like at least one run, if not two, to tie this bad boy up. Indians trail here in the bottom of the 4th. 2-0. Big E and had a base hit. His first time up in the first inning.
We got two dingers, two hits.
We got two hits, yep. Ryan had a hit there the last inning. And Lee and absolutely way out in front of that one, but missiles one down the left field line.
He's got a quick bat, don't he?
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Matches quick feet.
TP. That one he just missed and popped her is 4 miles high. Third baseman can't see it in the clouds. He comes back and he drops it. How about that, folks? I'm telling you, he hit that baby so high that it was gone for a little bit, and it came back in the third baseman right off the heel of his glove, and that could be the start of a big inning for the Indians.
That's too bad. And once again, Coach Cowpel used this as a learning, but he trotted first. And you know, if he takes off running sprint, you know.
He could have been on second.
You know, that thing was a mile up in the air, and he probably wouldn't have been on second, but you can't.
You don't know if you don't hustle.
Can't walk that out, buddy.
Didn't see that. I was waiting for the ball to come out of the clouds. Uh-oh. Quick throw over to Ian.
Wales.
Coach Feely right there. He'd have got a good old reaming from the head coach if that guy would have got picked off right there.
Two coaches have been headlocks.
Pitch taken on the edge for a strike. Come on, Jersey. We need a big hit here, buddy. Come on, my friend. One ball, one strike. Yeah, you and I could never be coaches. We would fight on the pitcher's mound after every inning.
And laugh our butt off.
Ooh, that one's inside. I thought my catch his shirt sleeve, but
called a strike.
No, he didn't, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Shaking on that call, folks. One ball, two strikes.
Well, there's a good little head
scratch in there. Rips at that one, grounds it foul over into the Starfire dugout. I tell you what, I had to laugh this morning. I was on Twitter a little bit checking things out, and I saw where you'd like this thing from Brent Niekamp with Chris Farley. That is still one
Brent
of the...
Foley?
Yeah, that is...
one of the best skitters.
Chris Farley just absolutely cracks me up with the man down by the river. Ooh, that one right there. He's called that a strike earlier in the game, my friend. He takes that one all the way, and that was two balls, two strikes. And he gets another pitch like that. I think he's going to end up back in the dugout. Swing and a miss on an outside pitch. Gets away from the catcher. He comes up, and he's going to fire down to first base, and there's no place for him to go. So, check out swinging for Big Joe. That's going to bring Cody Shinneberry to the plate with one out. Dan, I wish you would just shut your yapper.
Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Do I see Bill Shakespeare?
Cody got robbed first time up.
Yes, he did, by the second baseman.
Come on, kid.
Pull one right back in his glove. See if he can do that again. I'd say no. Boy, Bucks. I mean, he's going to pop that baby up. I think he was trying to bunt for a hit there a little bit. I was talking to Jerry last night. We got talking about the Dolphins game. And of course, I wasn't there. When you bring that up to him, you got to have a full beer because you're settled in for a little time because he's going to go through every pitch and every at bat and every inning. We got through it.
Yep. He enjoys coaching baseball, I'll say that. He really enjoys coaching baseball, teaching.
Cody Shinneberry is almost out of leather as far as he's choked up. If he can't get around on it, it's not because he didn't try. Let's see what he does here. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, must have been just a smidgey high right there, Bobby. Looks like a pretty good pitch. Laid off of her.
This must be something new. I've never seen him choke up like that before.
Here comes a 2-2. Ian down at first. Indians trail by two. That was taken inside. Good eye by Cody. Riley Shane on deck here for the Tribe.
You know, you guys were thinking here this morning. You opened up this window over here for CP, kept this one down to close off the noise.
Yeah.
Nice job by Cody to file that one off. He's just hanging in there.
We can say that's what we did.
It's nice.
I thought it worked out good.
Yeah.
You guys didn't plan that out?
No.
They were both open when he got here. I opened up both of them, but it was a little chilly, so.
Yeah.
It's nice in here, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Now when he pops him up, I don't think anybody's going to be able to get to it, and it's going to fall foul down the left field line. Well, the chicken up's working for him. He's battling here like nobody's biz. Making him work. How many pitches does that young man have out there, CP?
So far, he's at 51.
51 here. Through. He's been pretty efficient, though.
This is his longest inning so far.
You know, Jerry Kapp was pretty fired up with Roddy Will coming in to pitch the other night. He thought he did a nice job. Did he get pretty good, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, swinging a miss. Got him on a fastball. So Cody goes down swinging. Out number two, and that's going to bring Owen Shane here to the plate. He's still over at first base. I don't think he's going anywhere. Come on, Sandy. Show me something. Good rip right there. Nothing to show for it, but that was one of the best swings I've seen that young man have there. He just took a full cut at that baby. That's what I like to see. It was a strike. He swung at a good pitch, just didn't hit it. That was down low. One ball, one strike. Look at the... He is about 3 feet off the base, watching the boys in the dugout do something goofy. And the pitcher is standing there looking at the first baseman. Nice curveball guy. He was way out in front. And the first baseman was watching our dugout doing something goofy. And the pitcher's like, dude, just look at me and we'll throw him out here. Nope. First baseman's now laughing. Ian's laughing. It's like, you watching them beef balls over there? Here comes the 1-2 to Owen. Oh, man. Owen couldn't hit that with an ironing board. It's called three strikes. Three straight strikeouts for the young Besser kid, and that's going to end the inning here in the fourth. We're over halfway through this bad boy, and the Indians, they need two to catch up. They're down 2-0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here, top of five. Starfire's coming up, and Joe Homan stays on the mound. Joe's pitched well through four. Gave up a couple runs, a couple hits, but he's been impressive so far. I still haven't heard anything on our AD search. I had heard that they were interviewing last week, and I'd say they want to get that spot filled pretty quick.
Yeah, we got some coaches we got to hire, and I'm sure that he needs to be part of that process, and or she, or whoever we end up with. And obviously, thanks to Barb to come in and help out the old FRHS.
That's right. 912 for the Starfires.
Gorney,
Besser, and Stuber.
Somebody told me, did we have like 30-some people that put their name in the hat for our ID?
I don't know. Good curveball. We're going to miss 1-1.
Sounds like a lot, but...
Yeah, well, you'd probably get a bunch of people to do that.
wonder if you and I could do that, team up and do that.
That's it. Be no problem with it. CP, can we handle that?
Yeah, you can try. I mean,
right back to the mound. Good play, Joe. Flips it on to Ian. One up, one down. Top of the fifth. 1-3 if you're scoring at home.
Let's see. I would take care of the football, boys basketball, and boys baseball, and then you can have the rest.
Okay. All right.
How's that start?
That sounds good. Yeah. Sounds fair. Yeah.
And actually, if you could,
yeah,
see if you can pick up some umpires and some referees for me, too.
A couple extra if you need some. Okay. Yeah. No problem there, Hall. I got all junior high stuff, right?
Track and track, yeah. Track kind of bores me.
Yeah. Speaking of tracks, the Indian track team is at in Mansfield, Ohio today for some kind of an invitational. I think it's a pretty good competition, and good luck to the track team today. Mansfield, Ohio. They got up and left early.
That's a pretty good hole.
Yeah. 0-2 popped up. Could be a play. And no, just misses. Ian decides he ain't going after that one.
I will hit myself on the fence there. Plus, you got to look like you got her.
He never moved.
Okay, he's laughing again.
He might be laughing, but Coach Feely and Coach Kyle could put him in a full suplex for
Jerry just looked at him like this. It's like, I'm going to bang into Big Joe. He's got longer arms than I got.
The 0-2 to Grant Besser. Good pitch. High, ball one. This kid's doing gem last year against us, Calpy. It was a nutting game. Remember that? Him versus Twaits.
Beautiful day.
And the kid hits a solo home run in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah.
And we get beat 1-0, I think, or 2-1 or something like that. 2-2.
Oh, cowbell.
Hey, we need more cowbell. Southampton's a nice crowd here. They got doppelganger Billy Bechtel down there in the front row, brown jacket. That is a fly ball center field. Marty on the run. Cannot get it. That is going to be a base hit.
Yes. Yeah. He was playing way back there, Bobby. And he got on his horses. He was hauling in as fast as he could go. But
here comes Stuber with Schaefer on deck. Think of something I'd like to do with that cowbell.
Take the little thing out in the middle.
Stuber's been on twice, both via the walk. Left-handed hitter. Number 7.
We should get a cowbell for up in the box.
We do. Last year we had a gun, radar gun, but probably hadn't even got the radar gun out this year.
No.
Looks like Billy B sitting down there on the left line. Was it in truck? I can't tell if that's Billy B or not. Here's Kurt Walker, 1-1.
I know I saw Billy B standing for the national anthem, so he's down there.
Saturday morning, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Doubleheader baseball, Fort Recovery Radio. I want to thank all our sponsors. Make it all possible. Hall Brothers, Cooper Farms, Fowler Mechanical, Miracle Lanes, the name of a few. That one gets away. Turns going to advance to second. Fort Camp Excavating, Hastings Auto, K&L. Tractor Sales. Always a big sponsor of Fort Recovery Radio. The Tin Cupboard, Fort Recovery Insurance. B&D Contracting, Calpy, one of the best. Restore Energy, Calp Pharmacy, and Performance Physical Therapy. Just a few of our sponsors. Bring you Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. That ball is inside. Gets away from Cody, but he's not far enough to run in advance. I'm sure Jerry might get one more inning out of the big right-hander.
I think so.
I think Cole Greasy will be a kid that they'll bring in today. Cole threw the other day. I don't know who's starting game 2.
I know Cole didn't pitch Thursday night.
Ryan Post would also be a kid that could probably give you a couple innings today. I'd say he's going to use a lot of them. Gets that sign. Squares around a bunt. Inside gets away from Kobe. They're going to third, and Besser are going to Stuber go to first. Besser goes on to third on the, I don't know, that's a pass ball, I think. Here's Schaefer. Schaefer ripped a double last time up. He also singled his first time up. So he's 2 for 2. Indians in a little trouble here. First and third, one out. Let's turn them, boys. We've done it before today. Get out of here. Cody, knock that ball down behind the plate, boys. We can't give them any easy ones. Gets a sign. Big Joe throws a slow curve. That's fly ball center field right at Regan Martin. But it's going to be deep enough to get the third run in. And the Starfires take a 3-0 lead. Sacrifice fly by Schaefer. Grant Besser steps across the plate. Two out now. Runner remains at first. And it's the catcher, Sprunger. Miller on deck. Starfires come in 5-1. They're ranked fourth in Division 3. Division 2, I think, when we're in Indiana. Yeah, good. They've had a nice string of athletes. Their football program has been very successful. Oh, they're going to have picked off. Throw down to first. Ian drops the ball. Boy, had him picked off.
Yeah, they had him, and instead of good, just had to hang on to the ball and chase him.
Yeah, Ian's got to make that play. Ian's, Ian's it's amazing if you, you gotta stay focused in the game of baseball, folks. Indians have lost a little bit of focus here. Losing focus and fundamentals are two different things, and I think Coach Capel, that one gets away. Goes on third. Now, another wild pitch, it'll score him. Could be struggling a little bit, but first game behind the plate. For the senior catcher of the Indians. One ball. Cleanup hitter Sprunger. Miller on deck. Starfires trying to add on to that 3-0 lead. Check swing. Foul over the Indian dugout.
Ooh, right off the top of Spencey's car.
Yes, right off the top of FR radio vehicle.
Looks like it was down there.
Right along the... at the far end there?
Yeah.
That's Tab Tobin's. She just pulled up there like less than a minute ago.
That one's got the Spencey mobile right there. Stopped up Brick Street day, a little breakfast this morning. Big crowd up at the old Brick Street.
But that was yummy.
Two eggs over easy, crispy.
Sausage or not?
I went bacon today. No meat yesterday, so I had to get a little bacon in.
Mm-hmm.
Slow roller foul down to third place. Good play on Shane. Let that go foul. Ball two strikes, two outs. 3-0, Starfires from Bern, Indiana. Really have a nice complex over there. We've been impressed going over there playing baseball.
Very nice field.
Their gym is perfect.
I love the Stardome, too. Yeah. I can really jump on that floor. The 1-2. Slow curve foul back. Here comes the old...
Yep, Jill and Jason.
Jill and Jason Andrews.
Kyle and Emmy.
Support Dad and the Indians. Ball two strikes. Let's get out of here, boys. No more damage. Slow roller, Owen Shane. One hops it, picks it up, fires it over to Ian. And they got Ian. Good job. Good stretch, Ian. In the inning, they get a run. They play add-on. 3-4.5, Starfires 3. Indians, nothing.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. We
With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Alright, here we go. We're back. Getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians need three to tie this bad boy up. And we're going to go 7-8-9. Riley Wilk. He'll be Wendell and Regan Martin. First three batters here for the Indians. Let's get a couple of these guys on, roll the top, and see what happens. That's pretty cool to see Tiger at 6-under, isn't it, Bobby?
Unbelievable. That round yesterday, that could have, you know, you say it could have been more, but he made about
a couple bombs.
Oh, yeah, he made some bombs. So, man, it's going to be fun today. I don't know if I've ever seen a leaderboard like that before.
It's pretty cool. All right, Riley, stepping in there. He's going to go against Besser yet. He's going to keep the same pitcher on the mound for the Starfires. We're in the fifth inning, and this is only the second time that Riley's seen this young man, so still haven't been through the lineup two full times yet. Doing a nice job on the mound.
That a baby.
That, my friend, is a bait way to start this inning off. He just takes that first pitch and rips it past that third baseman, and that's going to be a leadoff single. Third base hit for the Indians so far in this ball game, and that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Kobe grounded out to the third baseman last time up.
He always listens to us down there when he's watching a game like that, or you think he's... Why would you listen to me and you?
Why does anybody?
Come on, two.
All right, Kobe, come on now. Keeping Riley over there at first, keeping him pretty honest there.
Wow. He's got a nice little snapper, don't
he? Yeah, wasn't his best swing here. Kobe didn't want to swing at that, and then it was a curveball coming across the plate, and then he decided to swing a little late. And just got a little piece of it and found it back here to the screen. 3-0 ball game, Indians trail here. Starfires picked up two in the third and one in the fifth there. Those are their three runs. There goes Riley Will. Hit and run was on.
That's double.
And now we're going to be in trouble because Riley was heading all the way to... Yeah. That's kind of the risk you take when you put the hit and run on. And that definitely was the play. And Riley took off and Kobe swung. Hit one after right field. Right fielder catches it, fired first, and... double play.
I guarantee this is a hit. It always happens.
Yeah, since we, yeah. So Regan Martin's going to step in there, number 9 hitter for the Indians. Stuck out swinging his first time up. Gets a piece of that one, fouls it back to the screen. No balls, two strikes.
John Schock doing the plate tonight.
John's been umpiring for 104 years. I hope he's got another 104 in him.
Good old boy.
I was taken outside for a ball. Bases are cleared here for the Indians now after a leadoff single and then a double play. I was taken low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. This is wild here.
This is wild.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Indians trail by a 3
trash can.
There's a ground ball. Gets past the pitcher. Second baseman comes up with it and fires over to first base. 3 up, 3 down. Been a roundabout way for the Indians, and that's going to be the end of the fifth inning. Indians need to hold them here, and they got two more chances to tie this bad boy up. Indians trail 3-0.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, Bobby, D it up here for me.
All right, buddy. Want me to do the book here?
You got it.
All right, man. Miller, Besser. Well, Miller, Clark, and Timmons. And he's done a good job on Miller so far, 0 for 2. Big right hand. Curve outside. Ball one.
Bane Martin in the house down there.
DM. Big Joe gets a sign to pitch. A little low, too low. Pretty good view up here at the old perch at the old baseball field.
It's amazing. You take a small handful of sunflowers and you pop them babies mm-hmm. in your mouth, how big they get. You think they swell up, and it's like I thought I had like half a dozen, and I feel like I've been chewing on them for 6 hours.
Hmm?
6 forever.
Really? 3-0, come on, let's go. Inside corner, 3-1.
Really going to like the addition to the signs around town at the park.
Yeah, it looks good. Fisted to right field and a base hit.
Little Punch and Judy hit there for Miller.
Leadoff single.
Good piece of hitting right there. Just kind of went with the pitch.
Here's DH Clark with Timmons on deck. He has singled and struck out looking for Coach Buckingham and the Starfires. Oh, they got him.
Good boy, Joe.
Nice job, Joe. He didn't put the tag down. Had him leaning. Good job, Indians. Indians get a break there. One out. I'll tell you what, we've picked off and threw out more runners this year than we had in the last 5 years.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, we got rid of Reese.
Oh, Reese, Bob. Hopefully he's listening.
He might be.
We've been blessed to have great guys up here in the booth with us and on Sports Talk. And Neil picks these young guys up and they help out. And they've all been...
Great at
the Durango.
Come on, hit that sucker.
Nope.
Right beside it.
Ooh, that'd have been perfect.
That would have put the biggest. That'd have been a bird bath on your hood.
I'd have loved it.
290,000 miles on the Durango. 8 more payments, and she's all mine.
You mean tell me by Christmas you'll have that baby all yours?
Yeah, good. Things go good.
Hang in there, my
friend. A couple of catch up on, but here's 1-1 with one out. Line rally boost. Hard hit. This is big. Nope. We gotta answer it.
No.
Out.
Yeah.
Here's Timmons, third baseman. Flared foul. All Sport Cover radio car. You'll start taking a beating today.
Oh, it does.
That one's in the dirt. Didn't stop Cody Shinberry. 1-1. Two outs. Top of five. Top of six. Fast moving game.
Yeah, cruising. See Eric Post down there holding on to the old post at the batter's batting cage.
Good pitch. Just on the inside corner. DP. Boy, his dad, he kills me.
Marcus?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Line drive, base hit, right field.
Good thing we picked that guy off, huh?
Yes, sir. So, two out base hit for Dahl, or for Timmons, Dahl to play. Me and my wife did the cheese pizza last night. Fishmas.
Oh, Fishmas. Thought maybe you homemade it or what?
She got off work late. I was in the dirt. We're going to go in a second. How was it?
Kind of like a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
You put anything on it?
Yeah. Like what?
Onions and mushrooms and...
No. It's disgusting.
Really?
There's another one. Gets away. We're going to move on to third.
I was working at the bowling alley last night, mm-hmm. and a person ordered a veggie pizza with no cheese on it.
No cheese?
No cheese whatsoever. It was just sauce and vegetables.
I'm like, puke.
Wasn't the most appetizing thing I've ever seen.
3-0.
You didn't charge them for it, did you?
Oh, yeah. Gotta run the business. Old boss man Corey says so.
He's charging for it.
Who's working, Corey or Jared?
Corey. Jared was...
That was a wild one.
I know Jared said that he was off today. They're having the Hastings softball fundraiser.
Jared's going to come out and talk to us. Big right-hander. Getting a little sloppy here for the Indians and letting the balls get past him. And then we got runners at first and third. And our only shot here is to hold him.
Number nine hitter, Gorney up. He is grounded back to the mound twice. Jerry looking at, I think he might bring on Shane in here to pitch. What do you think?
Switch your route. I believe we are.
Yep. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Indians trailing 3-0.
Been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, new pitcher on the mound is Owen Shane. Owen, a junior for Coach Kalp, and he comes over from third base. I think just they're going to flip-flop spots, and Joe will go over to third. Indians trailing 3-0. They got him on the corners, the Starfire, trying to add on. Indians cannot let it get any higher. We had trouble scoring this game, and we'll just keep plugging away here, but let's get out of this jam.
The old master scores here. Mm-hmm. Zach Johnson. Mm-hmm. 1-0 for the day, 4-0 for the tournament.
Zach?
Yeah.
Zach Johnson. right, Cody runs out and gives the ball to his pitcher. We're about ready to get going here.
Joe Homan finishes the day with 95 pitches.
95 pitches. Thank you, CP. Joe pitched a good game. Gives Derek 4 2/3. Be nice if we could, or 5 2/3, I guess it is. Be nice if we don't give up any more pitches just outside ball one.
Nicholson, 4 under. I picked that Corey Connors. I got one last week.
Did you?
Yep, he's 3 under. Who was your...
Slow roller to Joe at third. Hold it, Joe. Throw down to third, and we're going to get him. All right. Picked him off third. It was a slow roller. Homan come up firing. Runner beat it out at third, but the Indians throw down. I'm not sure what that runner was doing there.
Why didn't he take off?
I don't know, but the Indians catch a break and get out of the jam. And that's going to be a base hit.
I'm going to get us a couple runs. I'm going to get us 2 runs this inning, and 2 in the 7th. We win this bad boy 4-3.
South Adams, no runs on 3 base hits. After 5.5, 3-0 start runners.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think your cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or chance of stroke. Call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, CP, here we go. We're going to the bottom of the 6th inning. Big inning here for the Indians. We roll the chop. Hi, little Emily. How are you? Hey, Grandma's listening. You want to say hi to Grandma? Say hi, Grandma. You can say it real quick. No, Grandma's down at Jassy. She say hi to her.
Guess what?
What?
Baby Taylor, Cameron, and Brayden, and Alex, I think, are today at dinner time.
Yeah?
They're going to come over to make room for them to have dinner.
What are we having to eat? Mm-hmm. Can I come?
Can Bobby come?
You know my girl and my husband.
Yeah, I know who they are. I'm allowed to come and have supper.
All right, ground ball from leadoff man Ryan Post. That's going to go down 4-3 in the book, out number one.
I don't exactly get the radio.
You don't get the radio thing?
I don't exactly.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the neat thing is that when you're up here talking like this, like everybody gets to hear it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, like Grandma. I think she might, either she's driving home, I don't know, but she was listening earlier. I was telling you, you got to say hi, Grandma.
It's not on the radio.
Yeah, not on the radio?
I think so.
You don't think so? Well, even though you don't have these on, this is what's picking you up. So everything you're saying is going over the radio, Emily.
In there.
In there, that's right. Oh, what a classic. All right.
How cute is she?
Oh, she is something else. She cracks me up, man. She's got a bigger vocabulary than her Uncle Dave, I can tell you that. Man.
Kids are sharp. Classics.
All right, Riley Post up to the plate here. No balls, 2 strikes to him. Swing and a miss. Just chasing after a high cheese right there. Riley goes down swinging for out number 2, and now the Indians are up with Ian Homan to the plate. Ian had a base knock in the first inning, reached on an error by the third baseman last time up. The Indians need to get a little bit of bats rolling here. We've had dead bats here so far. We scored 17 runs Thursday night against the Dolphins St. John Blue Jays, and today we just can't seem to get one across the plate. My
wife says we sound like hillbillies on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
She don't like
There's
us.
A ground ball. No, she don't like me for sure. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Presser comes up, fires across the field for out number three. Three up, three down. And that young man's faced, I tell you what, Bobby, he's been very efficient. He has three up, three down there. Three up, three down there. Four up, three down. He's only faced the maximum batters that that young man's faced so far through six innings is four batters for the Indians. That's pretty dang efficient right there. All right, we're 3-6. Indians still trail. 3-0.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside the counts.
You know, Calpy, we're blessed here at Fort Recovery Radio to have a lot of great listeners. And one of our favorite listeners is, of course, Jake Nacky. And Jake texts in and he says, hey, do everybody listen a favor. Keep Miss Emily on the air. She's a lot better to listen to than you two. Thank you, Jake. We will take that into consideration.
I tell you what, she really don't know. I don't think she
understands what's good.
Yeah. I said, right here. This is there. What do you say? Comes right through here. And she points at that. I'm like, yeah.
We could do it to my grandsons, but then we'd get thrown off the FCA because of wow. Ball off of Owen, throw down. Ooh, I think that ball hit Owen and goes right to the shortstop. Riley picks it up, fires it across, but we're going to give him infield hit. Barbesser leading off the seventh. Speaking of sunshine, I don't get no better and just walks up to the press box. Miss Jody Stongler. How you doing, Jody?
All right.
Why are you up here? This is a
men's
only club.
Men's only
club. Well, we let Emily.
Yeah, she's loud.
Queen's in the house.
How was Habitat for Humanity this morning?
Great.
Buy anything?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
Got a little flooring.
Flooring.
Lights.
So you're building a house somewhere? There's a golfer. Is that a button?
I know somebody got some lots.
3-0 Starfires, top of inning seven. The Indians cannot give up any more runs. Besser leading over at first. He's a big threat to run here. There's a curveball. Popped him in shallow center field. Regan Martin says, got her, boys. Can of corn. One out. Runner remains at first. Here's Schaefer. He's been a thorn in our side. Three at bats, three hits.
He hit that bomb out the...
Oh, no, he's got a sacrifice fly. That's my bad.
Didn't he hit the one too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some hot ones.
Yeah, don't do that. Those babies.
Get a good old handful
of them.
Jumpy up.
Tell you what, I didn't feel good till Tuesday after eating them last Saturday.
His A's. Pass, but our ball gets way, but not far enough for him to go by. Off Cody Schoenberger's glove. Cody's starting to catch her today. Garrett Fowler is college admissions at UNOH, and hopefully he gets back here for game two. We haven't heard from his dad yet. I know they're up there listening as he's probably going to flunk this test because he's listening
mad.
To work at radio.
Probably
spells the last name wrong.
F-A-H. Let's see. What's after the A?
Popped him up in the infield. Riley Post says, got her, boys. And he does. Two outs. Good job, Owen Shank.
I'll tell you what,
hitter.
Bobby, we have, you know, we started the season out with, we lost all our seniors, we lost our pitching.
Lost everybody. And nine guys.
Who's going to throw the ball? You know, yeah, we got Joe. Joe Homan was the only one that came back with a win on this year's roster. And actually, these pitchers that have stepped up for Jerry have been really
one
impressive.
Hopper, Joe Homan. Flings her across to Ian. Nice job, Owen Shane. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. Hey, we need three to get even.
We're going to do it.
Six and a half. Starfire's three. Indians nothing.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglund, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the seventh inning. Indians, so far, goose eggs on that scoreboard on the bottom of the Indians. Purple Monster out there. The Indians. We've only got a couple of hits. Let me see here. We got one, two, three hits so far in this ballgame off of the young right-hander, Besser. For the Starfires, they picked up two runs in the third and one here in the fifth. It's been a pretty quick ball game so far, and hopefully the Indians can get a couple guys on and maybe get that tying run to the plate here one time and see once what happens. So we've been through this guy a couple times now, and we're going to go with Joe Homan, Cody Shinneberry, and Owen Shane, first three batters here for the Indians. These same three guys batted in the fourth, and Joe Homan struck out swinging, Shinneberry struck out swinging, and Owen Shane struck out looking. So they got some redemption against him here in the seventh inning. Hi, Jelly, lead us off here one time. Get us on base. Give us a chance. He takes the first pitch, and he fires it down to the third baseman. Third baseman takes it off his chest, and he fires it wide. And Joe's going to take a turn, and he's just not going to stop, and he's going to be all the way down to second base. That's the way that works, Bobby. I'm going to have to go. I don't know if it's a hard hit ball, what do you say? Base hit?
Well, me and you get base hit, but Tommy heard that.
Yeah, I think it was an error. I'm going to give him an error. So that's the start we needed, folks. We got Big Joe down in second base, and that's going to bring Cody Shinneberry to the plate with nobody out and the tying run on deck in Riley Shane, or Owen Shane. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've Riley him a couple times.
Yeah, why do I?
It's hard. We got so many Rileys. Now we got one.
Good. Two.
See?
Told you.
Shaney. He's going to go down in the book of Shaney from here on out.
Owen
is his name. All right, catcher went out and went over the signs here with his pitcher since we got a runner at second base for only the third time in this game. Actually, the first time we've had a runner in scoring position. You know that, Bobby?
Is it really?
I don't see anybody else on here that reached second base. How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Good base hit here, kid.
Okay, he takes that one inside. Big Joe down in second base. Indians trail by three here, bottom of the seventh inning. Last chance here for the Tribe to do something big. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on and out towards left field. Fly ball. The fielder comes over, and he's going to make the play for out number one.
You're hard.
Well, for a second there, I thought he might misplay that, but he does not, and that's a fly ball to center field, or right, left field for out number one. And that's going to bring Owen Shane to the plate with a runner at second base, and Riley Will
on deck here for the Tribe.
I'd like to see Owen bunt one here. Ain't no way that guy'd throw him out.
That third baseman ain't gonna do it. If he can knock one down third base, there's no way he'd do it. That one's high and inside for ball one. Yeah, I think if he got the right pitch, he could just dead that in the grass, and he'd be over at first. Nobody's, and Joe would be at third.
That one runs well, too. Now he did come in. Now he's on the grass, so.
Throw back over to second base. Joe back in time with a head first dive.
So what's our game plan here between games, Commissioner? We're going to go off the air for a little bit?
Well, we'll go back to the studio.
Back to the studio. Okay.
Yeah, because there's probably going to be a long time in between.
Half hour better. He does show bunt, Bobby, and he pulls it back for a ball. Should be two balls.
Yeah,
should be two balls, no strikes here to Shaney. That one's going to be taken for a strike. This young man's pitched a pretty good ball game. He's been very efficient on the mound, and we just can't seem to catch up with him here for some reason. That one's fouled back out of play.
That's a stinger.
Yeah, that one's off the old handle. Did I play golf this week at all?
Have not played this year.
Me.
I usually don't start golfing much until after baseball season.
And then you're every day.
And then I like to play a couple times a week. Yeah.
Someone's in the dirt.
Come on. Let's get on there.
All right, here we go. Payoff pitch coming. One out here.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Tying running in the on deck circle here with Riley Will, who had a rocket the last time up.
Get in there.
All right, he dropped it. All right, third baseman goes over. It's a line drive, and that's going to be another base hit right there. That was a line drive. The third baseman got his glove on it, came right back out of his glove, and now the Indians have runners at first and second, and I'm going to give that one a hit. That was a hard hit line drive. Guarantee you, Tommy gave that one an air, too.
No doubt. Come on, Riley. Riley rocked it last time up.
So, yeah. Riley Will up to the plate. He took the first pitch last time up, and he hit a smoker. And then he ended up getting doubled off because of the hit and run. So let's just see if he can't hit another rocket. We don't need a grounder to step on third and go to first. We don't need that to end the game. But quick pickoff play back to second. Joe in time, barely.
Kidding me.
Tell you what, that was a good play there. That was a good pickoff move.
Looked real good from here.
He ain't a kidding. All right, that one gets over, and that's a ball one outside to Riley Will.
You know, we can get him to throw the ball around and boot it around a little bit, put a little pressure on him.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, we've only seen the kid throw out of the stretch here a couple of times, and once in a while, that makes all the difference in the world. You never know. This young man, I'm sure the coach wants him to finish this game out, but swing and a miss by Riley on inside high. Yeah.
I like the aggressiveness.
Pitch was coming in. He liked it. Took a rip at it, but high and inside. Here comes a 1-1. And that is a hard hit ball out towards left field, right at the left fielder, unfortunately.
Boy, hit it hard.
Yes, he did. Riley put the good wood on it, but he hit it right out to the left fielder, and that's going to be out number two. And now we got Kobe Wendell coming up, the number eight hitter with Regan Martin on deck. Runners at first and second, tying run at the plate. Never know here, never know. Ain't over till it's over, my friends. There's a curveball that goes outside for ball one. Tells you with a big lead there at second base. That pitch hits the black, and that's been a strike ever since the first pitch of the game, my friends. Tough one to reach. Right across the outside edge of the plate. One ball, one strike, two outs here. Bottom of the seventh, and that's another hard hit ball out towards the left fielder. Oh. And by golly, he does. I tell you what. A lot of hard hit balls in that inning, but nothing to show for it, and that's going to be the ball game. Indians fall here in the first game, 3-0. We'll be back here in a minute. I'll have a couple of quick stats, and we'll wrap up the first ball game.
Are you looking? looking for great food fast, call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kid. All right, we're back here wrapping this ball game up. Game number one goes to the South Adams Starfires. The Indians just could not get the bats rolling against that young Besser kid, CP. And like you said, he threw a very efficient game. He threw all seven innings. He threw 90 pitches. And, folks, that's pretty good pitching right there against a good hitting team like Fort Recovery. And you know, hats off to him. So first game goes 3-0 here to the Starfires. A couple quick stats. The Indians obviously picked up zero runs. We only had four hits in that ball game, and we stranded four. Hits so far came from Ryan Post. Ian Holman had a hit. Owen Shane had a hit, and Riley Will. The only four hits so far in the ball game for the Fort Recovery Indians. For the Starfires, they ended up with three runs. They had seven hits. They had a couple of errors, and they stranded six, and that's going to do it. And Emily's back in the box. Emily, you want to say hi?
Hi.
You're saying bye. Oh, you come out to say bye to Uncle Dave?
Actually, we're getting children.
You're going to be back at the next game? All right. Well, you come up and say hi to me again, okay? Bye, Kyle.
Bye.
See you later. All right. That's going to do us here for the round number one here in this doubleheader. The Starfires came out on top 3-0. For CP, Bob Stogler, and myself, we'll be back here in probably about a half hour, 45. For game number two, hang in there with us, folks. We'll be back.
And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.